told me, oh, he thought he was great and he thought he was rich. He had made $800 or $900 trapping that year. And he come out of the marsh and he thought he was so rich. He went to town and bought him a brand new Model T. So I knew he had one. We never got a car till in the early 40s. That wasn't a car, it was a truck. We didn't get a car, and that was a little Chevrolet till about in 54, I guess. We had to earn, we had to have a bunch of kids, and we had to pay for a home, and we had to earn a living, so we didn't have time and money for a car. We just didn't. We had about a mile to go to church. We'd walk to church and walk back. Walk to Pop's. That was another mile. We'd walk there.
Yeah. Did you ever use coal here? Did y'all ever use coal on the island?
Not on the island. Some little bit.
Like at the school?
At the school, or not too much either. I've heard of a few people using coal, and I've seen, I don't know if it's at home or where, that I've seen sacks of coal. But they had no facilities fixed to use that. You know, you have to have a certain kind of chimney or a certain kind of, you could use it in heaters, but they never did use it much.
Yeah. What ran from the stove to the chimney?
Stovepipe. A stove to the chimney. Well, generally the chimney was the chimney and the stove was in another part of the house, you see. Wasn't connected.
Did you have a container for coal that you would keep near the fireplace or the stove?
Yeah, if you had it, sure. You had to have a
coal,
like a basket, coal basket or something like that.
What about, what would you bring the coal in with, the coal?
Well, you'd keep it in a coal bin outside. I think we had them at school one time. You'd keep them in a little pen they'd make. You know, a little pen like and cover it.
And you'd bring it in a...
Yeah, you'd bring it in. It was kind of a black basket with a handle to it, if I remember right.
Coal.
Yeah. They call it the coal bin. They had a big one. Then they had a fancier little one that they'd leave by the heaters. It wasn't chimneys, it was heaters that burned them in.
Yeah. Miss Mabel, can you tell me about some of the games y'all would play when you were a kid, things like that?
Basketball? I never did get to play basketball. They had a kind of a basketball, I guess, maybe in the 20s, the first one. But our games was Skip the Maloo, Farmingdale, baseball. That was one of our fancy, that was our favorite, that.
Yeah.
Baseball, we'd play baseball. But the games was Skip the Maloo, Farmingdale.
Games that y'all would play just kids around here? You know, get up a couple of kids.
Yeah, and long time ago, the Protestants didn't believe in, well, they still don't, I don't believe. They didn't believe in dances. They didn't want that young. We'll give them a glass of water. Maybe this bowl of some water.
No,
they didn't want that young to dance. So they'd call it they'd invite, like if you was a Methodist and you'd have a birthday, well, you'd give a party.
Uh-huh.
Your friends, well, they'd call it a play party. Well, everybody'd come, and some wasn't quiet so particularly as others. Well, I knew one lady, she still lives, but she used to play the accordion, you know. Well, she'd play the accordion and she knew all these things, like Rabbit Stole the Pumpkin, or she knew the Farm in the Dale too, but Rabbit Stole the Pumpkin was one. Then they had one, I don't know the tune, but it was a German waltz. That was the same thing as dancing, the German waltz, and all things like that. That's what we played. About the same thing to do now.
Okay. Other little games you'd play, like when it was dark at night, you'd play what?
Oh, hide and seek?
Yeah.
Yeah, we played hide and seek too.
Okay. What about that now? What?
How they played it?
One person was
One person would hide the eyes and hold them at the base, and everybody else would hide, and then it, she'd find them or he'd find them, or you'd run in. If you was caught, well, you had to hide.
Okay.
Run in safe. That's where we played.
Would y'all ever stick a stall up in the ground and?
Oh, play horseshoe.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the men would play that. And how you said it with the dollar? Throw the dollar in the horseshoe. I forgot what they called it, pitcher. Mm-hmm.